Om Shanti. So thank you, Sister Stena, for this exercise. It was, I hope you had a new insight into your higher self. All right, so now it's 1, we are going to go to lunch. But just before, there are a couple of announcements for this afternoon, how we will proceed. So we are all going to Baba's Rock this afternoon and go to Pandavaran. So be at the transport at 3:15. The bus will leave at 3:30 sharp. So be there before it leaves, 3:15. Okay? Yeah? Don't be on time, be before time. So the bus leaves at 3:30. Then we will all go to Pandavaran, have a cup of tea, a little bit of time there, and be ready at 4:30, so that in the courtyard of Pandavaran. Then we will go together as a group. David Bai, if some of you know him, he's a friend of us, and he will lead with his flute, and we will all go walking to Baba's Rock. We'll sit there, have meditation for the sunset. So it will be very beautiful. So when there is sunset, then we come back to Pandavaran, and we stay there a little bit. We have meditation together there. Inside, all of this will be in silence. And there will be at the traffic control at 7:30. Just after it, everybody gets up, go to the transport outside the gate, and at 7:40, the bus, our special bus, will leave to Pandavaran to go here. So meditation, and then 7:30 traffic control. Right after traffic control, everybody goes to take the bus, which leaves at 7:40. Okay? So don't forget that we are going to walk a little bit up, and it will until sunset, so it will be a little bit cold there by then. So take some warm clothes and don't go with your chappals or barefoot or whatever. Have good shoes to walk there on the rock. Okay, so I think that's all. Anything missing? No. So we have now also the silent lunch. There are tables we can sit on by. how do you say that? Right. Okay. So to the right of the dining hall, there are tables just for us, with a silence sign on them for a silent lunch. Thank you. So it's not happening here tonight.
So in one word, what was the experience of doing this? In one word, what was your experience of having this conversation with your perfect self? Mind-blowing. Did you actually swap places? You did it, right? Who actually did it? Okay, what else? Surprising? Frightening? Wow, yeah. Beautiful? Huh? Sorry? Content. Insight. There's a lot of intelligence in your perfect self, isn't there? If you just get out of the way, it knows what to do with you. When we did this activity, I got tired. because I was jumping from one seat to the other. But there were two questions that were very important. When it said, I want to be like you, how can we come closer to each other and become more alike? And you know what it said to me? It said to me, we can't. You have to die. And in that moment, that was such a real, truthful answer. It took away the tension of trying to fit Gopi into a deity. You understand? Everything we're doing is allowing that thing to emerge, but there's a death that has to happen in the process. So I thought, okay, I'm ready to die now. If death is going to bring me closer to you, I'm ready to die now. Otherwise, most of us aren't ready to die. And because we're not ready to die, we cannot do what Baba wants from us. You can't follow what Baba wants. Because you're not ready to die. And then the last question,